Now, hours later, it was finally time to put my idea to the test. I was less confident about this than I was with the whole portable fortress idea. That time I knew we faced a mob meant to be killed. This was different. This was something meant as a punitive action, a punishment. It wasn't meant to be fair, to be survivable. The chopper hummed merrily away, aimed directly at the exit to the chamber. With Donut's sidecar, it was too big to get through the door. We'd been forced to remove it. Instead, we added the newly built bike trailer, affixing the tall Moab to it, and adding the equally tall seat for Donut behind the launcher. She'd have to duck in order for us to leave the room. She sat there now, facing backward, a look of grim determination on her fuzzy face, like a tail gunner in a World War II bomber.
I think I like bomb chicken better, too.
Too late.
I nodded at Imani, who stood at the door, ready to pull it open.
Okay, I'll count down from three.
Donut.
Everyone in the universe is watching this! I just hit 1 trillion views, Carl! 1 trillion!
Focus, Donut.
One!
I pushed hard on the pedals of the bike, and we rushed into the hallway. Everything out here was blackened and turned to ash. It smelled like burning garbage, reminding me of the hoarder's chamber. There was no sign of the train cars or the remaining wheelchairs and walkers that had been abandoned. The only thing that had survived was the long 300-foot length of glittering magical chain, which I had grabbed earlier. Behind me, Imani slammed the door. I pedaled down the hall, turning the throttle. The trailer was built using broken hunks of wood and the spare chopper wheels we'd looted from the goblins. I could barely feel its weight. It squeaked loudly, but it didn't bounce under the press of the Moab. We passed the nearby intersection and furiously increased speed until we reached the next one down, another 200 meters away. We angled ourselves so we faced this new hallway, and we waited.
Here it comes!
The dot appeared, and the elemental rushed down the distant hall, moving like an earth-destroying meteor sent from the heavens.
As soon as it rounds the curve, we go!
We had to make sure it saw us. If it stopped at the door again, we'd have to loop around to gain its attention, using the closer hallway. I didn't want to do that. The less corners we had to take with this trailer, the better. Far down the hallway, a little more than a quarter of a mile away, it appeared, running full tilt. I didn't have to worry about whether or not it was going to see us. It saw. The horned badger skull skidded to a stop, looking in our direction. It resumed its gallop, headed straight at us. Holy shit, that thing is fast. I pumped my legs.
Go!
Thanks to my chopper pilot skill and the help of the throttle, we could reach top speed in seconds. It still felt as if we weren't moving at all. Bike could go about 25 miles per hour before it got too hot. The elemental was like a cheetah. Unimpeded, it would run us down in seconds. We hurtled down the hallway.
Fire the first baby!
We knew this monster had at least two attacks, the claws and the reverse gravity spell. We also knew that the gravity spell had a somewhat limited range, so in order to get to our destination, we needed to keep the elemental far away long enough to get there.
Bombs away!
She pulled the wheeled, back-heavy bomb from her inventory. It fit perfectly into the grooves, and she gave it a nudge. It rocketed down the ramp, hit the ground, and continued straight. From our perspective, it zoomed away. It didn't rear up like I had feared.
Brandon, you beautiful son of a bitch!
I watched the first bomb roll away over my shoulder. I had wanted to put the weight in the front, but Brandon had insisted that was a mistake, that the bombs would flip. Instead, he'd drawn with his finger on the table, explaining how to weigh them down. He'd then gone off on some Isaac Newton math bullshit. He'd said the babies wouldn't go as far back as they would have if I'd been sitting still. He talked about some Mythbusters episode where they shot a soccer ball out of the back of a moving car, and the ball had dropped straight to the ground. I told him I didn't care as long as the bombs were far away from the chopper when they went off. After several frustrating failed attempts to automate the launching process, we'd come up with a solution. Once Donut was seated at the correct height, she could pull the babies out of her inventory, and they'd emerge right on the platform. Each bomb was the size of a snowboard, but it was shaped and weighted like a champion Pinewood Derby car. Wheels had suddenly become a precious commodity, but we had something almost as good. Free weights. A lot of free weights of different sizes. When tightened and greased properly, they became very effective wheels. This first baby, Baby Uno, was different than the others. It was heavier and bigger. It contained three boom jugs, a clay jug filled with nothing but goblin oil, and a small jar of gunpowder. The last of my hobgoblin pus sat in the middle of the bomb, and I held the magical trigger in my hand now, waiting for Donut's signal. We had four types of babies. Baby Uno, boom jar babies, shredder babies, and finally, oh shit babies. The oh shit babies consisted of two boom jars with a full-sized gunpowder satchel wrapped in dynamite. Those remained in my own inventory, too dangerous for Donut to touch. They were a last resort, and I prayed we wouldn't have to use them here. I watched the red dot stream down the hallway, approaching the corner. Far behind us, the heavy bomb coasted to a stop.
Hang on!
I jammed on the detonator. There was a maddening 5-second delay. I turned my attention forward.
Oh, fuck.
We hit the first intersection, filled with the grub pupae. A dozen of them.
What the hell, man?
I dodged the giant mounds. I wasn't expecting them to be this damn big. The trailer bumped ominously. Each mound was about the size of a human standing erect. Red and yellow lights flashed underneath the wet, pulsating sacks.
Drop the bola!
We had two levers next to Donut's chair, the red one and the black one. We'd originally designed these as bomb launchers before we gave up, deciding to just use the more stable inventory system. But we'd still built two chambers on either side of the Moab. Donut pulled the black lever, and the bottom of the chamber slid away. Imani's chain, with heavy weights at either end, dropped away, snaking through the chamber. The monster, hopefully, would get its legs tangled in the thin, unbreakable link. It probably would only impede it for a second or two, but every second counted. Behind us, the bomb detonated with a ripping, screaming roar. Dust cascaded off the ceiling. It had blown a half second too late, hitting the monster in the back. I didn't dare look behind me, but I could see on the map it had propelled the monster halfway down the hall, even closer to us. The red dot of the elemental rolled to a stop.
Drop the boom, babies!
This next hall was filled with grubs, mostly level threes, which I hadn't yet fought. These were larger, about twice as big as the regular grubs. They had long, pointed tails that they whipped ineffectively up at us as we passed. The level threes were too big to just run over with the chopper, and I had to dodge them.
Cow-tailed brindle grub, level three! The final form before they hit the pupa stage, the cow-tailed brindle grub is finally able to defend itself, kind of like the way a toddler holding a plastic baseball bat is able to defend himself.
The claws are going to hit the grubs! They're in the way!
Do it anyway!
I increased speed. Below me, the chopper became dangerously hot.
Bombs away!
I heard the distinctive clack of the bomb's wheels locking in place. The torch sizzled as Donut activated it, and it rolled away down the launcher ramp. Sure enough, the wheeled bomb hit a group of grubs and flipped, crashing and then detonating. A wave of heat washed over me, but I didn't take any damage. We were going fast enough. Barely. The entire hallway lit with blue flames.
Yes! Burn, baby, burn!
Further behind, the elemental resumed its pursuit. It stopped yet again a moment later. It had been ensnared by the chain.
Away!
Donut dropped another boom baby. Then another. Then a third. We continued to carpet bomb the hallway behind us. If the jugs didn't ignite on their own, Donut hit them with a low-powered magic missile once we were far away enough. She only had to do that a couple times. Most of the cars hit grubs and flipped.
Whoa!
The whole back of the trailer flew up into the air, almost knocking me from my seat. But it crashed down a moment later. A just-launched boom baby flew into the ceiling and exploded. The elemental had cast its spell, but we'd been too far away. Behind us, the top of the chamber erupted in flames. My head and back burned, and I took a small amount of damage.
Hold on!
We were almost there, but I had a sharp left coming up. I could see this hallway was filled with more of the pupae.
Like we talked about, drop a shredder, wait a second, then do another boom!
We screeched around the corner, the trailer skidding. I had to jerk around a set of pupae, rising like stalagmites. We'd only made a few of the gunpowder babies, but I'd made them for this part of the stretch. I had no idea if this would work, but I figured it couldn't hurt. Donut released the gunpowder and shrapnel-filled bomb, the shredders. For these, we used a long length of wick. I had to light wicks using a lighter, but thanks to Donut's quadruped status, the system allowed her to light them the same way she lit torches, with a mental click. She launched the massive shrapnel grenade. The long wick trailed sparks like the tail of a rat. The baby crashed into one of the pupa mounds and fell on its side. A moment later, it blew, ripping the pupa to shreds. I hazarded a glance over my shoulder, just long enough to see several human-sized, hornet-like creatures vomit out of the sacks. The uncooked monsters hit the ground and started convulsing. I was hoping if I injured the chrysalis sacks, the monsters would come out, and the elemental would waste a valuable second or two ripping them to shreds. We filled the last stretch of hallway with moonshine and fire. The elemental seemed to be moving more cautiously, but it continued to follow. Ahead, the stairwell materialized. A warning appeared, blinking ominously just below the handlebars.
Goblin copper chopper. Boiler breach imminent.
God damn it!
I'd pushed it too hard. We had 15 seconds. I tried to remember which of the valves to turn to release the pressure. I couldn't.
Fuck it.
I increased the speed.
I thought we were going to the other safe room. We're not going down the stairs, are we?
We entered the large round room. The stairwell loomed before us, a hole in the ground with a bright light shining directly up into the air. All around us, pupae pulsed, most of them ringing the walls. There were dozens of them now. All had timers over their heads, some of them only at a few hours. The actual stairs faced the wrong direction, but that was okay. There was no railing or barrier. This was nothing but a hole in the ground, as wide as one of the tunnels, just like it had been on the surface.
Oil slick, then jump!
Jump? Are you crazy?
God damn it, Donut, do it!
She pulled the red lever, and the bottom of the second chamber fell away. Champagne-colored oil sprayed onto the floor.
Jump!
Donut and I both leaped from the fast-moving vehicle. It continued its forward trajectory, spilling oil onto the rocky ground, plummeting into the deep stairway hole. The chopper disappeared from view. It crunched, followed by a relatively small explosion. Black smoke billowed into the air.
What did you do that for?
We both scrambled to our feet.
Get your puddle jumper spell ready!
I pointed behind us, at the far end of the distant hallway, the opposite direction we'd come.
Send us there to Mordecai's guild room. It's just around the corner. Cast it when I tell you.
Okay, don't forget, it's 10 seconds.
The elemental had indeed stopped to eviscerate the hornet creatures in the hall, giving me just enough time to think about how much of a crazy asshole I was. The stairs are right there. We can just go down and be safe. If this doesn't work, you are dead. I stood right at the edge of the hole.
Cast! Now!
Why not? I pulled one of the oh-shit babies from my inventory and gently placed it down on the ground in front of us. It sat there like a giant skateboard. 2 boom jars, gunpowder, and a ring of dynamite. 9 seconds.
It's coming!
8 seconds. In front of us, the rage elemental emerged from the billowing smoke of the hall. It was a beast from hell. Huge. Terrifying. A length of chain was still attached to its back leg. To my surprise, the monster's health was in the red. Barely in the red, but it had been more hurt than I expected. It saw us, and it paused. 5 seconds. I looked up for the first time, and I realized the ceiling of this chamber, like the burrow boss room on the floor above, was very, very high. If it cast reverse gravity now... 3 seconds. It charged. 2 seconds.
Stay with me!
It passed the threshold of the room, and the moment its 6 legs hit the floor, it started to slide on the oil slick. It barely seemed to notice. It rocketed toward us, forward fingers ready to slash. I remembered what it did to Yolanda, unraveling her. We disappeared, reappearing about 500 feet away. Down the hall, I hit the ground and covered Donut, but it was okay. The bomb was deep in the hole when it went off, and we were far away. A moment passed. I watched the mini-map, looking for signs that the monster had survived. The dot was gone. Absolute silence followed. My stomach heaved, an after effect of the sudden teleportation. Relief washed over me. I sat down right there on the floor. My heart, which had been oddly calm throughout, was now a jackhammer. My arms felt numb, tingling with the overdose of adrenaline. My entire body trembled.
We didn't get any experience. Carl! You broke the game!
We didn't get any experience because we're not the ones who killed it.
What? I don't understand!
I remembered what Rory, the goblin Shamanka, had told us. It had only been a few days ago, but it felt like a lifetime. If we climb down the stairs, we die. You get halfway down, and your body just dissolves. I've seen it myself. Mordecai had said something similar once, too. Mobs who dared to attempt to descend didn't teleport away. They died. We'd tricked the monster into the hole. Once it was in there, the dungeon followed its own rules, and it dissolved the elemental. Unfortunately, the system didn't look too kindly on what we'd done. We hadn't been awarded experience for the kill. I had received a couple achievements, but not many. But that was okay. We were still alive. I took in the mass of red grub dots and X's littering the map. I felt as if I'd been awake for 2 days straight. I pulled myself to my feet. We still had a lot of work to do. Carl.
Brandon.
Get your people to the stairs. Do it now. The way is safe. But it won't be for long.